With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. Neptune Aviation's red-tailed Tanker 10 flew hundreds of firefighting missions all over the United States. Tuesday, it embarked on its final mission.
All right, Chris, now you start coming back my way now.
Being placed at the entrance of the Missoula International Airport to greet incoming passengers. Neptune CEO Ron Hooper says it's an honor to have that twin propeller aircraft in such a prominent place.
Well, that's the nice thing about having it here as a gate guard. We'll be able to go over and reminisce and see it and take care of her. But yeah, particularly for the flight crews and the mechanics who have been working on these here at Neptune for 24 years now, it's an emotional day for them.
Neptune Aviation says old tanker number 10 dropped over 11 million gallons of retardant during its service life. That's the equivalent of over 843,000 kegs of beer. By the time the plane retired, it had racked up over 11,000 engine hours. And as Neptune points out, that's over 5 round trips to the moon. Rick Gauthier is Neptune's tanker shop manager. Tuesday, he was in charge of getting Tanker 10 from its hangar to its final resting spot in front of the Missoula airport. The move was one part well-choreographed ballet and one part wrestling match. Fences had to be cut down, signage and street lights narrowly avoided. Eventually, an enormous front-end loader was summoned to help out. It took a few tries, but after an hour and a half, Gauthier and his team muscled and finessed the plane into place.
Our attitude is always can do. We're going to figure out how to do it, and we did. It was a great team between the airport guys and our guys. Yeah, it made it a lot easier than it could have been. We've all seen those things on YouTube, and you don't want to be that guy.
The company is transitioning away from the old propeller-driven P-2 tankers in favor of newer, more agile jet tankers that are contracted with the U.S. Forest Service. Here's Neptune's Nick Lynn.
No, the new jets are doing a great job. They're faster, they carry more, they're more reliable, they're modern. They've got a lot going for them. The P-2s have done an amazing job for us, and they deserve a place of honor like this.
Neptune CEO Ron Hooper says this fire season marks the beginning of the end for the company's remaining iconic propeller-driven P-2V tankers.
Right, we actually have 7 of the P-2s that are in flyable condition. We have 4 of those 7 under contract with the U.S. Forest Service, and this will be their final year. So this fall, we plan a public celebration out here to retire the entire fleet.
Neptune spokesman Kevin Condit points out the old prop-driven P-2s were initially designed to serve the U.S. Navy in multiple roles. Tanker 10, for instance, worked as a submarine hunter, maritime patrol plane, and a reconnaissance aircraft.
They've seen action during the Cold War and the Korean War and the Vietnam War, even in the Falklands War. So it's an aircraft that's been around. It's kind of neat in the sense that we repurposed an aircraft that was the sword and turned it into the plowshare. It turned it into a peaceful use aircraft that's really helped out countless families in danger of from forest fires.
Not all of Neptune's employees are feeling so sentimental about the P-2V's final months. Rick Gauthier says Tanker 10's new role at the Missoula Airport terminal entrance is certainly
better than it being turned into beer cans, that's for sure.
But Gauthier looks forward to all the advantages that he says are offered by modern firefighting jet tankers.
Yeah, if we have an engine go out somewhere on one of these, we got to haul an engine to wherever it is. With the jets, we can lock out an engine and fly it home, fix it here, fly it back. And the old radial engines, they just require a tremendous amount of work. So that's one of the nice things, is just more modern.
Neptune plans to host a public going away party to say farewell to the remainder of its active P-2V firefighting air tankers at the end of this fire season, but hasn't set a date yet. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
All right, guys, here we go. All right, Chris, you can go ahead.